I am absolutely exuberant to be standing here before you today.
Klimo becomes the first ever lay president of the Catholic College on Buffalo's West Side. She replaces Sister Denise Roche, who retired in June after serving 37 years at Duville. Klimo appeared at a news conference Tuesday, noting the challenges and rapid changes ahead in higher education.
And making sure that the campus and the college and all its members of the college community are prepared to keep pace with that change.
Klimo says she believes the school's longtime innovation and healthcare education will be key to its future success. But one of the challenges ahead is working to restructure the school's education program. It was recently suspended for a makeover. That has forced some of the current students to seek other programs or colleges. But Klimo tells us she's confident the program will be reworked for a future return.
So that we can really take our time and take a look at what will be the most innovative program to put out there, an opportunity so that we can take a look at not just what is happening in New York State, but nationally, how we can attract students to this. Duval College has a long history of attracting international students to our education program as well. That's something that we are clearly going to take a look at.
WBFO News also asked Klimo about leaving the SUNY system to work for a private institution.
One of the greatest strengths that I bring in from being in a large state system is the ability to collaborate and work with other universities and other colleges.
Klimo tells us she will be reviewing enrollment. She begins her new post in January. Klimo says Duville is ripe to become a world-class institution of higher education. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.